I really thought in the first half we were playing the kind of game we needed to play. I was disappointed we gave up the bucket at the end of the half. I thought that was a big play. Had we been able to get the stop, we would have got out of halftime down four with the ball coming out of the break. You know, I thought we did a good job limiting their fast break. Certainly the rebounding disparity was big, but really you just look at offensive rebounds there. We missed so many shots. It's a lot of the defensive rebounds. So, you know, we only gave up 10 second chance points. So I just thought they wore us down. They're a really good team. They're really long. They're really athletic. They play hard. They're well coached. And, you know, give credit to Iowa. I just thought it was about them playing well, not us playing that poorly. They're a really good team, and we're not at that level right now.
Was it disappointing that after all the improvement you guys have had in the last couple of weeks, that the margin of victory was the same as it was the last time you played them?
Yeah, but you know what? I thought we played better. You know, some of that's a little bit misleading, you know, when, you know, guys are scoring. You know, they had a lot of points at the end. You know, I mean, it was a four-point game with 17 minutes to go. So, I mean, at halftime, last time we were down by 17 or 15, you know, the game was over in the first half, the last time we played them. So sometimes when you look at the score and the margin of victory, it can be misleading. Sometimes it's closer than it was. Sometimes it looks more than it was. So I look more about how the game was played. You know, it was a 4-point game. When Trey hit that three, it was 17 minutes to go. We were right there, and then they just hit. They turned it up an extra notch that we just can't get to right now. And you know, our margin for error is so slim. I mean, for them, it's okay for them if Aaron White and Marble don't score in a half. You know, they got other guys. If Drew and Jershon don't score in a half, you know, we may not score double figures. So you know, it's a different ball game right now. So it's but we got to keep finding ways to get better and to look. The Big Ten is a tough league. There's going to be games where people beat you, and you know, I think we've already shown our resiliency. You know, we lost three big games in a row. We came back and won three out of four. So it's an 18 game league. You got to play them one at a time, and now we got to move forward to Wisconsin. Yeah,
grind it out with these guys and slow them down. But when you look at the turnovers you forced in the first half, do you feel like maybe you missed some offensive opportunities there?
If you look at it, I thought Alex had it right at the basket. You know, I think we missed our first seven shots, and I'm not blaming them. Part of it is because they're big and long, but we had the ball right at the basket. I thought we missed some wide open three. You have to capitalize. I mean, we weren't going to hold Iowa in the 40s. I knew that. You know, for us, I was trying to keep the game in the low 60s, and hopefully we were going to make some shots and kind of get to that point and keep it in the last 8 minutes, giving ourselves a chance to be there. But they're too potent offensively. This was not going to be in the game in the 40s. What we tried to do, I thought, you know, we had 10 fast break points. So, I mean, we got out when we did rebound. You know, we got out, and we wanted to attack because they were sending everybody to the offensive boards. So, I mean, really, we, you know, 10-2 us in fast break points. So, I mean, we were trying to get out and go. It just, we had a hard time stopping them there in the second half. Part of that, I think, they just wore us down with their athletes and their size.
I just have some follow-up. I think it's important for you guys to do those things to kind of supplement your defense.
Yeah, no, we have to score. That's what I mean. Like, we weren't going to hold them in the 40s. So, I mean, we had to score today. And, you know, I thought we got good looks. I thought, you know, Alex had some really good looks at the basket. You know, he's 0-for-6 in the first half. I thought he had good shots. Just didn't make them. You know, I thought we had some clean looks from three where we got in there and penetrate and the guy's eyes kicked and we didn't make them. You know, we missed a few free throws. Our margin for error is slim. When we play a team this good, we're going to have to shoot well. You know, we're going to have to not turn it over. We're going to have to hopefully they miss some shots that they normally hit. And, you know, Iowa's a really good team. I mean, to me, it's not about all the things we didn't do. I thought we played really hard. I thought for, you know, the first 20 minutes, and then for 23 minutes, we're right there. And then I thought their experience, their depth, their athleticism just wore us down in the second half.
What do you think of Roy Devin Marble as a player? Do you think he's one of the best in the Big Ten?
Yeah, he's very good. You know, and I like the fact that he didn't have it going early, and he didn't force the action. You know, it shows he's a veteran guy. You know, I don't think he scored in the first half. You know, or if he had one basket, and you know, he just kept playing. He just kept playing, found a way to get himself to the free throw line. You know, and they have a good thing going. I mean, you know, you look at what Coach McCaffrey's done. I think this was his fourth year. You know, he's built it year by year. you know, a few guys every year. And, you know, they're reaping their rewards now from a really good building project, and they're one of the best teams. And I really respect the way they've done, you know, he's built that program and the kind of team they have. There are not many flaws when you try to play against them. You know, when you play against a team, you try to figure out, you know, what do you kind of want to give up? You know, and now with Oglesby back shooting the way he is, they're making shots. They're big inside. They're long. They're athletic. They're well coached. I mean, they're old. You know, they got a lot of veterans. So I mean, I don't see many weaknesses. I think they're as good as anyone we've played, and Marble is certainly as good as any player we've played against. And I just like his poise. You know, I thought he really just let the game come to him, and then the second half when he had some opportunities, he took advantage of it.
Coach, you had Dave back today for the first time in a little while. How important is it to have just another body you can kind of put in the game? And he played off the ball a little bit too. I mean, what's his role going forward?
Well, I think we all have to figure that out. You know, he hasn't been with us, and we've played well. And, you know, that's my job. That's his job. That's, you know, to kind of integrate him back into what we're doing and keep our level of defense and all that thing. And he was, with his injury, he didn't do a lot for a couple weeks. So it also takes a little time. He's got to get his game legs back. He's got to get his rhythm. And I was glad. I mean, even though we were down, I was able to get him some minutes just at the end of the game, you know, just to play, you know, 5 or 6 minutes in a row, you know, just to get some experience back. But, I mean, that's all of our challenge. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of depth. So we're going to need him, and we're going to need him to play well, though. It's not that you just need him. We need him to play well, you know, when he comes in.
And you talk about the depth with Dave coming back, and you look at a team like Iowa with so much depth.
Sure.
How tough was it to stay with them in terms of fatigue tough. In the second half?
Tough. I mean, I think that's why they won. You know, I really do. I mean, our guys were playing hard. I mean, that's, you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I have no – this wasn't like they played harder than us. Both teams played really hard. They're just better than us. You know, and right now they have 10, 11 guys they play. They're long. They're athletic. They're bigger than us at every position. You know, I thought as the game went on, you know, they're just rotating bodies, and we don't have that luxury. Our guys got to play heavy minutes. So, you know, that's why I got to continue to try to rest guys around timeouts and take timeouts, you know, not save all my timeouts to the end. I got to use them to get guys rest. And because, I mean, it's great to say, like, get all these guys rest. There's just not a whole lot of options. You know, our main guys got to play, and we need them to play well, and we need them to be ready to be strong in the second half.
Coach, when you addressed your team, both right after the game and in the coming days, will you look more at the first half or the second half when it sort of got away?
Well, I think you look at everything. You know, I thought there were a lot of I really thought we had the game, you know, playing the way we wanted, even though they were up six. You know, I liked the way we were playing at halftime. And we hadn't, you know, Ola was 0 for 6. You know, I felt like if we could get a couple guys going, really Trey and I think Trey and Drew had 8 of our 9 field goals or whatever it was. I mean, those two guys were our offense. And